Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
C-Marty, what's up, my boy?
What's going on, bro? How you doing,
feeling, man?
What's good, man? I can't complain.
What's up, man?
Happy to be here, bro.
Appreciate you being here, man. Coming all the way to D.C., bro.
Yes, sir.
Outside of the PG County area.
Yeah, it was a little hike, a little bit of traffic, man. Took a little minute.
It ain't even the traffic. It's the parking.
That and that GPS kept going up. I think it said 520, 525, 530.
That joint keep going up. Keep adding track. Because people in D.C. on the high drive, I'm driving down here, and I'm be like, man, we got to stop moving down here, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so where did less brunches, more crunches come from?
Man, it's a crazy, not really crazy story, but just super random. I went to Soul Cycle with one of my homegirls on the one right off of U Street. It's 14th Street, 14th and U, right there. It's a Soul Cycle right there. And then we walked across the street to Provision. I don't even know if Provision's still there, but it's a little brunch spot. Mm. So we got the workout in, and we went to brunch right after. And I just wrote randomly on my story, on Instagram, less brunches, more crunches.
That's what's up.
And then one of my boys hit me. He was like, you need to put that on a shirt.
Man.
I was like, all right.
That drink
put
selling
it on
though.
The shirt, and then boom, that drink, from there.
It's catchy.
Yeah, man, so.
And it's like a catchy slogan, especially like this one.
Yeah.
This big bag activity.
Big bag activity.
And this drink drives a lot of controversy, too.
It does,
man. One of my best friends, she be like, why you talk about big people like that?
Oh, man,
I was like, they ain't nothing wrong with them. They can just come to the gym, right?
We in a society now where you can't address, something that needs to be changed, so
hey.
It might be a little offensive, but obesity leads to a lot of
health issues.
And it's a lot of these things are preventative, right? Just like if your finances messed up, you're going to address the finances. If your relationship messed up, you're going to address the relationship issues. But just when it comes to fitness, you can't address that. So I do it on purpose to trigger people. It brings attention, it brings engagement, and it opens up conversations. And then that give me a chance to, I might be able to change somebody's mindset. I might be able to get somebody in the gym. Now, I do turn a lot of people off and run a lot of people away. But, I mean, what professional, what content creator has everybody like them?
Yeah.
So, if I didn't say anything, people still wouldn't like me. So, you might as well give them a reason not to like you.
But for real, that type of controversy drives numbers up.
Exactly.
I guess, you typing that name in, and we all may hate the president right now.
Yeah.
But as much as we say his name, his social media is going up.
I be telling people, stop feeding into
it.
Bro.
Like if he pisses
you off, you helping him out. You doing him a favor. So.
But I don't think a lot of people really understand the business aspect of that.
Yeah.
And that's when the whole social media management come in, that you're doing now. People don't understand that to really bring up your numbers. You gotta do it. You gotta ruffle some feathers real quick.
Yeah.
Because
just think about it though. If I was just like, hey guys, go to the gym. People are like,
don't nobody want to hear that.
Boring as hell, whatever. If I get on there, yeah, big back activity. Get your big back in the gym. Oh, I don't like them. So then the people get to arguing in the comments, and that just drives it through the algorithm more. So
yeah.
It's all strategic, man. Like I said, people are sensitive. It's to the point where some people don't even speak to me in person. That's how much they hate my content.
Damn.
I mean,
you got
people
in the gym like that?
Oh man, it's a whole bunch of them. To the point where people giving me dirty looks, walking past me, other trainers talking trash about me on their story. Like I don't follow them.
Yeah.
Like I see you talking trash. So it's crazy, man. Yeah, I done seen a lot, and I'm still not even where I want to be, but I just accept it.
Man, for real, it's only three legit trainers in that gym.
He said it, not me.
I can name three of them.
He said it, not me.
Three legit trainers.
Hey, I mean, I appreciate you throwing me in the three.
That's going to drive controversy.
Yeah, I appreciate you throwing me in there.
That's going to drive controversy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I say this, man, everybody has their own style.
Yeah.
So I respect it. My thing is, you know, people might try to come from my style, but my thing is I can, you know, back everything up scientifically. I can tell you what exercise I'm doing, why I'm doing it, what muscle is helping. I got a D1 background, so I have an athletic approach. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of people in there just doing stuff that would try to criticize what I do. You know what I'm saying? I could just take it to a whole nother level. So, and when I say less bunches, more crunches or big back activity, a lot of people don't know. Like, I'm really educated in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but hey,
it's like a background. So they just looking at what's on the shirt.
They have no idea. But when you really talk to me, if you tap into my podcast or tap into my content for real, you're going to see I'm pretty knowledgeable with this stuff, man.
Okay. As far as training, have you ever had to fire a client?
So I never fired a client, but I've sent clients home. I've kicked them out. Some come back, some don't. The last girl I kicked out, she never came back. And she owed me money that week. So she, I think that was her way of catching an attitude, trying to cuss me out. I think that was her way of not wanting to pay me. She might not have had the bread, you know what I'm saying? And I don't feel bad saying that because she was disrespectful. So I told her, you get your stuff and go home. We don't do that here. And that's just part of the game.
I mean, it's business, bro.
It's part of the game, man.
And then, like, even like if you don't have the money, communicate that. Like, you don't never know what people can work out for you. Like, and I say then that ties along with property management for real. Mm-hmm. Like, when I have tenants and they don't pay the rent, you know by the first you ain't got that rent money. Mm-hmm. You already know that.
Yep.
So why don't you just say that before the first? Because you know at the fifth, I'm going to be hounding you now. So, like, man, communication take you a long way. So that's both in training and property management, right?
That's in life.
Facts, life.
Yeah, that's in life, you know. Like, even, you know, with friends or, you know, a lot of times there could be a misunderstanding with your friends, with a relationship or whatever. All you got to do is talk. Hey,
yeah,
I feel
communicate,
like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was this. No, it's not that at all. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of this, I think, in the social media era, you know, DoorDash, Uber Eats era, a lot of people just are losing their communication skills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just expect you to read their mind, or they might read a post, and they just get to thinking whatever and believing some BS online, you know?
Yeah, man. That's the generation in general, man.
Yeah, it's cooked.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's dead, man.
It's cooked out here, man.
You see one thing on the internet, and then you just take and run with it, man. And that's not how it should be.
Man, I talk to, like, you know, some older guys, older women all the time, and they be like, you ain't married, you ain't got no kids yet. I'm like, listen, I'm dealing with a different breed of women, bro. That you ain't had to deal with. And the women dealing with a different breed of dudes, too, so... It's just...
The generation is different,
it's
man.
It's different. Real talk, man.
Yeah, so as far as gym, like, you ever thought about competing?
I never wanted to compete, man. And it's nothing wrong with competing. Yeah. Like, I got nothing but respect for them. But not trying to, like, toot my own horn, but coming from the basketball background, it's hard to match that adrenaline and that environment.
Yeah.
And the bodybuilding... the competing just don't do it for me, and it's bittersweet because I know I'm never gonna get that feeling again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit, nigga, I'm about to shed a tear. It's like, now I'm like, but it just don't do it for me, man. And you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, I played mid major in college, but you know, I played in high school. I was fortunate enough to play on some nationally ranked teams. I played on ESPN. I played in ESPN in college.
That's what's up.
I beat some top 25 teams in college. So it's just, it's like I said, it's bittersweet, man.
What high school did you go to in the area?
I went to St. John's. And,
military.
I went to St. John's for 3 years. And, you know, things started to take off for me. And then I was, you know, I got a chance to play at St. Patrick's in New Jersey, which is, at the time, we were number one in the country. So, you know, Michael K. Gilchrist was like our premier player who went to Kentucky, won a national championship at Kentucky, got drafted to the Hornets/Bobcats, played in the league for like 10 plus years. Quinn Cook, I came up with him, played Damian Lee, Steph Curry's brother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the list goes on. You know, I played with and against a lot of folks. So, yeah, man, like I said, it just ain't it. Yeah.
So sports was always at the top of your list.
Yeah.
From day one.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
That was it, man. So when it ended for me, that was tough. That got me like in a depression phase, and that's what got me into fitness, because fitness was the only thing that, you know, that made me feel better about it and gave me some mental clarity. Because, I mean, to be honest, I was running down a bad path, you know, turning to alcohol, you know, just I seen my body changing to a point where my body ain't never looked like that in my life. I was like, bro, this ain't gonna work. So that's what got me falling in love with fitness for real.
That's what's up. So, like, did you even imagine ever having to train people, having your own personal training?
Nah, I never thought of anything outside of basketball, to be honest with you, bro. I mean, I knew I didn't want to, you know, and this ain't a knock on nobody with a 9-to-5, because 9-to-5s are great.
Yeah.
I knew that I never wanted that. And so,
shit, that's me right now, man. I got 9-to-5 and I don't want it.
the stories I hear, you know, seeing my friends, family, them go through it, coming up, them hating their job, sitting in traffic,
just bro.
A lot of stuff they don't like. And I've had jobs before too. Like, that just, it wasn't for me. So I'm all in on myself, man. I told myself I ain't never getting another job.
Yeah, man. I think
we're gonna make this work.
It's that sitting in traffic part. I think that's probably the key factor why most people hate their job.
When you think about it, and you think about how much time, let's say you spend an hour in traffic each way, every day. That's 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 10 hours.
Yeah.
What if, I mean, and I'm not saying don't have a 9-to-5. I'm not trying to, you know, put them down or anything.
Yeah.
But if you put that 10 hours to your business, or you put that 10 hours to your fitness, that could change your life. So, and I'm fortunate enough to have a 9-to-5. I had one, and I saw that. I was like, this ain't it. I could do more with my time. So,
how would you motivate somebody? So I know a couple of people. I'd be like, you should come to the gym. They're like, I ain't going to that gym with you at 4 a.m. But they don't go to the gym at all.
Yeah.
So they take their work more of a priority than their health.
Yep.
So having a conversation this week with one of my boys, and I was like, bro, did you go to the gym today? He was like, nah, man, I got too much work to do. I was like, you can't take an hour to go to the gym. He's like, nah, man, work is taking over my life. And they fine with that. Like, what would you advise to them?
Well, but before I answer that, I want to say exposure is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You ain't exposed to people who work out. If you ain't exposed to the life, you're not going to understand that it's people in your shoes doing it.
Yeah.
It's people with the same career you got, people with the same amount of kids, people got a spouse, they're doing it. You know what I mean? So exposure is the first thing. The second thing is, honestly, there's not much you can do except for lead by example, right? The awakening is going to come on their time. I can't force you to do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, so they might have to have a health scare. They might have to have something happen. I hate to say that.
That's real.
But that might be the only thing to wake somebody up. I was about to just say one more thing. Don't beat yourself up about it.
That's real.
It. Yeah.
So my friends that I was having this conversation with, they all work for the government. And I'm like, dang, you putting all this energy in the government. You just had a shutdown for 43 days, bro.
Bruh.
And you worked.
Bruh.
With no pay.
Bruh. One of my clients, she got, so she had to go home during the shutdown. and she got let go.
During the shutdown.
During the shutdown. And she's an older woman. And I was talking to her. I was like, so like you putting out job applications? Like, she was like, I'm not getting another job.
That's
she was
it.
Like, I don't ever want to be in that situation again. Yeah, so I was like, what you going to do? She was like, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. She was like, I'm doing my own thing. So it was a wake-up call for a lot of people. And again, I'm not telling you to start your own business because this is...
It ain't for everybody, man. It ain't like we were just having this conversation over there. Like, man, them expenses be popping up, bro.
Bro,
it's insane. You got to do it.
It's insane. Like, yeah. You look at what you make in a month. And, you know, the LLC,
yeah. You
got to pay business insurance. I pay, goals is $1,000 a month by itself to train there.
I know that. You know what I mean?
Like, it's nonstop. You know, all the streaming services I got for my content. It's insane, bro. It's insane. Not to mention my health insurance, my car insurance. I mean,
it's real.
What people make in a month from their job, I'm spending that just on business expenses.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah.
So I know you started your whole social media platform. Like, how did that come about?
So the first thing, some social media game for y'all. I was always known as a hooper, right? So a lot of people didn't see me as anything else. So when I transitioned into fitness, which was shortly after I got out of college, I was like, I ain't posting nothing but fitness. So I posted so much fitness that people were able to identify me as
fitness guru.
Fitness. Then I ended up changing my name, C. Marty Fit. Everybody called me C. Marty in hoops. And you kind of just got to force your way, force the way you want people to see you pretty much.
Right, right.
So.
Right.
If you posting bottles in the club and
that's people, what you gonna
people
get.
People ain't gonna know what your business is. How you a trainer? It's like, nah. Yeah, but that's how I go.
So where do you plan on taking this? Like, you plan on blowing it up?
I got my YouTube channel. I'm planning on definitely growing a personal brand on that side. I got the clothing brand, which is this is just like my actual brand outside of my personal, right?
Okay.
So I want this to grow and expand beyond me, beyond the DMV. And so hoping I got like a vision. I don't want to say nothing. I just
that makes sense.
Want to work behind the scenes. I got a dope vision for it that I might be one other person I see doing it, doing what I want to do. So, and I've gotten to learn from that person firsthand, but I want to do it my way.
That's
and do it bigger
up.
And better. So,
that's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope, man. You got to keep it up. So this is the guy that does all my social media stuff now. I ain't posting in a while.
Yeah, man.
Because posting is a full-time job, bro.
Full-time job.
So, like, why not get somebody else to do it?
Yeah, I live on the phone, so
yeah.
I'm just like, man, it ain't nothing for me to post. And
so how often do you think an entrepreneur should post on social media to stay relevant?
Every day.
Every day.
You never know who's going to come to your page. That could be a lead to your business.
Yeah.
You know?
And so that's the purpose of hiring somebody like you, because, like, that's time consuming, bro. I ain't got time to do that every day.
Yeah,
bro.
And, I mean, it's hard to stay with it when them leads ain't coming in.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, man, I don't feel like doing this, man. You know, nobody responding to my posts. Ain't nobody biting off of this, but
yeah.
You just got to keep it up, because you never know. Like,
never know who's looking at it.
Yeah, like, I think it was, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? I got 3 new clients in 1 week.
That's what's
after a little, you know, a little drought. It just sometimes it just happens like that. So you always got to be ready, and you never know what post might go viral. You got to give yourself a chance to go viral. So one, the algorithm knows, like, if you're being consistent, you're more than likely have a chance to go viral, right?
Right.
But if you just post once in every blue moon, that's not gonna happen. So you gotta give yourself a chance. So if I'm posting every day, I give myself 30 chances. To get clients,
wow.
To grow my following, and then a lot of times people they're not gonna buy instantly. So the first time I see Ray, I'm looking for a property manager. I might not buy instantly, but I'm gonna watch Ray for 2 months, and Ray dropping game for 2 months. Yeah, I think I trust this guy. Let me shoot him a DM.
That's real.
So you gotta know people are watching. But you gotta make your business attractive.
Yeah.
You know?
But also with that, man, you gotta make sure, like, as a business owner, you're a real person too. So like, of course, I don't always post property management stuff. I do like lifestyle stuff, workout. So everybody, if you look at my social media right now, you're going to know I'm a property manager. I work out at 4 a.m, I wake my ass up, and I love the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
You're already going to know that. So yeah, I do know some people who have entrepreneurs that have social media, but it's just straight business. I'm like, damn, are you AI or are you a real person?
Yeah. And I mean, it's pros and cons to both.
Yeah.
You know, mine, you know, for a while I was just doing, I was doing trolling videos. For a while I was doing workout videos. For a while I'm doing my client videos. You know, you got to try things and see what works. And, you know, I want to be more lifestyle. I want to show my workouts more. I want to educate more. But at the same time, when I get on there and I'm talking about the big back activity and I'm talking about the excuses people make, that shit goes viral. You know, a million views. So it's hard to just be like, yeah, I'm not going to do that no more. But, you know.
But, you know, I think the funny thing about your post is that you talk about somebody like, talk about like a big back activity. And then somebody comment under it and they're supposed to be an inspired trainer. You go to their page and they're like, what is this?
Bruh, it's crazy, man. And, you know, the fitness industry is so tainted now. Yeah. Anybody could be a trainer now. You know, and I know this controversial. You had me on here, but
we talking about controversy. Know, that brings up numbers, right?
Yeah, you're right.
There you go.
But like when it comes to being a trainer, you got to be in shape.
Yeah.
You know, and the people think that I mean like six pack. I don't even have a six pack all the time. So I know I'm not saying six pack, but you need to be living a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, consistently. So when it comes to fitness, what a lot of people don't realize is, okay, yeah, I got the certification, I got the knowledge, but there's a physical aspect that if you've never been through that, like if you dumbbell pressing the 75s or the 70s, Ray, your trainer, he's been through that, so he know what fatigue feel like.
Yeah.
He know how to push you through it, you know what I mean? You could easily be like, man, I don't want to do that, I'm scared. And your trainer like, nah, this is how it's supposed to feel. If you don't go through that, you can't tap into the mental of your client. That's why I say you got to be in shape. You know what I mean? But apparently that right there, I had people stitching my video, stitching my college basketball stats and all this shit. Cause I said a trainer need to be in shape.
Now that's real.
It's crazy, bro. Would you want a real estate agent or a property manager who live in a cardboard box outside?
Or a barber who just don't know whose haircut's always jacked up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but fitness is like the one profession where it's like anything goes. We just, you don't have to be in shape. Like, come on, bro. Like,
we got to do better with that, man. And for real, as being a client of a trainer, I want somebody who's talking shit to me. Like,
exactly.
Like, you're talking shit to me. Because, I mean, I'm going to talk back.
Yeah.
But I need that motivation. And I know a lot of people be like, oh, nah, they can't talk to me like that. I can't go there no more. I know people that actually said that. So I was like, yeah, well, you can't come. You can't come to Richie.
Because
people in there talk shit.
Yeah. Well, we just been coddled so much in society, man. And it just, you know, like, even this funny as hell. So on TikTok, I dive into, like, other topics. But I don't know. Did you see the girl with the at Ruth's Chris with the knife?
Nah.
And the fork, she was holding a knife and a fork like this, like no type of etiquette, right? So people was calling her out, but people like, mind your business, this and that. And it's like, no, Shorty posted that on the internet.
For attention, you needed attention.
For attention, and you look crazy. So people, if you do something wrong, people going to talk about it, bro. So I don't know, it's just like everybody tell you to mind your business, but.
But it shouldn't happen on the internet.
Yeah, nobody wants to be corrected now, and.
So that's a good point. So like if you put something on your IG, Facebook, TikTok page, if you don't want somebody to comment negative about, don't post it, bro.
Yeah.
So whenever I put something on my page, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I know. Me too. I'm ready for it. So you got to be ready for the smoke.
Yeah.
If you don't want people to criticize you, don't put it on the internet. But we're just soft.
Yeah.
We're just soft, man. It's the participation trophy culture, body positivity culture. It just, the list goes on. I keep going. I ain't trying to, you know, go too far into it, but.
Yeah, now, the body positivity culture is what got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it go.
Like, but it's the table starting to turn a little bit because people starting to get tired of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, it's this girl, Samira. She does a lot of, like, body positivity content, and she got into it with Cardi B. Couple months ago, and Cardi B
called her fat.
Hell yeah, and Cardi B was like, "Man, shut that shit up."
But for real, body positivity is like when you talk about it so much. Like for me, like I would probably take offense because like I'm working my ass off. Mm-hmm. I'm already 41. I don't want to be 42 and sloppy looking. You talking about body positivity, and I can't work my ass off. Like, yeah. we not the same, bro.
We're not the same.
We two
bro.
Different people.
Yeah.
So I get it, man. So I'm on Team Cardi B.
Yeah. Oh, you know what team
I'm on? Team Cardi B.
Yeah. Like, I'm the same way with trainers. Like, if I'm putting work in, you know, I'm doing things to, you know, to stay strong, to stay athletic, stay accountable. And you're not doing that. You think you're on the same level as me? It's no way, bro.
Yeah. And it was probably like last year. Me and Coach B talked about it. On one of my episodes about that the big girl, the big joint, who ordered that Uber and tried to sue Uber or Lyft.
Bruh.
Hey, bro.
I mean, when it's to the point.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Point where you know you could damage someone's car
because
you're so big. Come on, man, we gotta do something about that. You can't expect somebody to accept that.
Yeah, at all.
It's crazy, man.
At all. And she was actually like trying to go through with the whole lawsuit, man. Like that. That's when I was like, this is a soft culture, man.
Because
somebody's gonna actually entertain that. That's.
Oh, it's they always gonna have.
Randy, she lost.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. 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 You can't. Mm-mm. They got the right to refuse any passenger. So
yeah. So if about a client, if somebody came up to you that size and said, "Hey, can you train me?"
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, "Yeah, let's do it."
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would train them, man. But they you know
they got to be committed.
You got to be committed, and they got to be willing to trust me, right? It's gonna be times where they're uncomfortable. It's gonna be times where someone that size might think I'm babying them. But you 500 pounds. We got to start from the basics.
Yeah.
We might got to walk the whole first month. Seriously, before we do any movement, we might just got to make sure you get to the gym and get your body used to moving, right?
Yeah.
And then you're not going to be used to being sore. So after the first time they do some type of resistance training,
you're going to be sore.
They're going to be sore as hell. So, you know what I mean? It's just, it is hard training people like that, but they got to come with the right mindset. Yeah. You know?
And also somebody like that, of that size, I actually know somebody, he definitely wasn't that size, but he had some health stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to start seeing a trainer. I was like, yo, you probably want to see a doctor first. Because you don't want to go to a trainer and start doing stuff to make that health condition worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't think about that, too. A lot of people just don't have primary care physicians, and that's an issue. And
so
that's another whole issue that's needed in 2025, 2026.
Absolutely,
man. Yeah, so, like, always got to consult. Like, if you got some health condition, definitely consult that doctor before you go with the trainer. Because you don't want that trainer just to push you to your past your limit.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of trainers don't know what they're doing, too. A lot of trainers will try to push somebody like that and have them doing burpees and impact.
Yeah, goddamn well, they ain't going to be able to impact. Get back up.
Yeah, man. A lot of these trainers be goofy, man. So that don't
goofy
even make
activity.
Sense. Goofy activity, bro. Like,
that should be a t-shirt, goofy
activity. Goofy activity, yeah, man. And do your research on trainers.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of, you know, I get people. When I get new clients that came from somewhere else, I'll be like, "What the hell are you doing?" They tell me, I'm like, "What? What?" And I'm talking dudes with a following. They got their own gym. Like, people, you think they lit if you go to Instagram. Like, yeah, I'm going to go train with him. Nah.
I do know a couple of trainers like that. That you mean, you're probably talking about the same person. The Instagram is lit, but like I don't really see nobody with results. So that's something else you gotta look at. Like, what's the results of the client?
But also,
it's not always a trainer fault because people want to do what they want to do outside of training.
You gotta look at that too.
Yeah,
you gotta look at that too. And Yeah, sometimes people, man, I don't need, trainers will go on Instagram, DM somebody random who got results, ask them for their result pictures, like they'll pay them for it. Like, can I use this to promote my
business? Oh, yeah, nah, bro. Hey,
bro, like, it's so many scams
that's,
and fitness.
That's a fucking goofy activity. Goofy activity.
It's so many trainers out here scamming. It's ridiculous, bro. I mean, I've seen so many horror stories and heard so much stuff. That's why I started. Did you see the cartoon / AI?
Yeah.
I did. That's why I'm letting everybody know about these scams, bro, because it's crazy, dog. It's ridiculous, bro.
Goofy activities, crazy, bro. Man.
Yeah, I see all types of stuff, man. It's that's why people don't respect fitness anymore.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention, you know, you got all these guys on, you know. And listen, before I say this, do what you want. If you want to do steroids, do it. You want to get a BBL, get it. But don't get online and start lying about it.
Say, I did this naturally. All right,
don't get online. You did steroids, gear, TRT, and you telling somebody to get they could get your gains with a resistance band.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. don't get the BBL, Dr. Miami, Dr. LA, Dr. New York, and you telling everybody you did glute kickbacks to get that jump. That's not what happened. Yo, nah, baby, that's not what happened.
Yo, speaking of steroids, I was asking a couple of people this question, and they just laugh at me. I'm like, mm-hmm. Where do you get steroids from? Like, I can't just go up to somebody, hey, you got steroids?
So when you spend some time in the gym, you have some conversations. You know
where to go to. You already know where to go to.
You know where to go to.
Okay, I got you.
I done seen people, man. I'm not going to say who. I would never say who. But I seen people that people know, you know them too. I seen them, they doing the exercise. They next thing you know, they get up, big ass pill, this big, fall out of their pocket. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I know what you're doing. Yeah, it's not just the waist, buddy. You don't have me fooled. Or like, I see that, or like, this is a little graphic, but if you go in the bathroom, you know, Go's bathroom be crazy sometimes.
Bro, I don't even go in there, bro.
You go in the bathroom, bro, and you might see, like, some shit all over the damn toilet, and they miss the whole toilet. Now, you know you putting something in your body that ain't supposed to.
Yeah.
That ain't, humans don't do that, bro. You don't eat regular food, and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's somebody who was sprinting. They couldn't make it. So you putting something, you got something in your body that God did not make. To put in your body. So, yeah.
Goofy activity.
People be doing all types of stuff, man. Just tell the truth about it. Like, don't. That's me, man.
Here's something that I've always thought. And people said I was crazy for thinking this. And you don't. It's a class called Zumba. You don't hear nobody taking that no more. But every Zumba instructor I know was big.
Oh, yeah. They be.
And so I'm like, how you teaching this and you big, bro?
They be looking terrible. Yeah. And people don't. I mean, you think that's a simple concept?
Yeah.
But people so far gone and far removed from health and fitness that they don't even think about that.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just thinking about, hey, I'm taking care of myself. Are you?
Yeah, and then they it becomes like they checking off a box, right? You know, it's a way to do things, man. And it's like, what type of results do I expect to get from somebody who ain't even living a life?
Right.
You know, how they gonna level me up? They ain't leveled themselves up. What? Why does your word matter? It didn't work for you. You don't even listen to your own, your own advice. Right. Why I gotta listen to it? So,
yeah, I've always said, and it's just crazy how Zumba died down because you haven't heard about it. Like, you haven't heard about it since COVID, for real.
Not really.
COVID probably killed it, but like, I've always said, like, why are these instructors big, man?
Yeah, and the whole I think social media played a part in people caring about what their body look like, and you're not going to, like, Zumba isn't going to change your body composition
at all.
So a lot of women now, you know, they taking more pictures, they're taking more videos, they're posting on social media more. You got people in their 60s and 70s posting on social media, so they're concerned about their image. So a lot of people are just doing more weightlifting.
Yeah.
You know, health and fitness is a trend now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So It ain't just, it used to just be, oh yeah, bodybuilder, Johnny Bravo, Larry Lobster built. It ain't even like that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's women really in there getting bomb bodies, dudes in there getting athletic physiques. So
And it's funny because like years ago, you had these ladies that were always, bigger ladies, always talking about, hey, I'm big and I'm proud. But now they lost all this weight. Like Monique lost a lot of weight.
Bruh.
And Lizzo.
Bruh.
Lizzo.
It's
shifting.
That just go to show you that these people be lying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you, this how you know. You gonna hear somebody be like, yeah, I'm big and beautiful. You never hear a woman say, yeah, I'm slim and beautiful. I'm fit and beautiful, right?
Yeah.
They just say, I'm beautiful. But the fact that you putting the emphasis on big mean that you, one, you not comfortable with it, and two, you trying to convince us something.
Yeah.
You trying to convince me that you comfortable. Nah, I don't really believe you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Because you just mysteriously lost all this weight. Why? Why the shift of mind? Like, what was the mindset shift? You went to that doctor and they said something. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because they got a primary care physician.
And he probably got access to one that we probably don't have.
Yeah.
He probably got the top of the line joint. Dude was like, you need
to let this go, yo.
You going to die at 53.
But also a lot of people don't realize all skinny people not healthy either.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not always just big people. It's skinny people.
It is. A lot of them think they off the hook. They be making fat jokes, but it's like.
Like, you skinny, bro.
You drinking Hennessy and eating Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, and Wendy's, and you think it's okay, you're not getting any nutrients in, right?
At all.
You skinny fat.
At all.
You know, y'all got to get in the gym too, and, you know, the gym isn't just for obese people, right? It's, you can change your whole body composition, whether you're overweight, whether you're underweight, under-muscled, type 2 diabetes, or if you don't have anything, and you're just scared of, you know, getting a preventative disease, the gym for everybody.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that, and you would think, in the social media era, where this information is being more public, you got people like me pushing it out, more other influencers, it's still not general knowledge.
But right.
Most people on social media bullshitting. They go in the shade room and trying to be toxic and looking at who their boyfriend or girlfriend follow and what they liking. It's like, I know you got better stuff to do with your time.
Bro, I think for the DMV area in particular, PG County in particular, I think one of the biggest problems is they cutting down all these trees, but putting fast food shit. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Why do we need another Royal Farms? Number one, place thing.
Bro, Royal Farms taking over the DMV.
They taking over.
Right. We don't need any more.
We're good.
No more Royal Farms. We good.
No more, yo.
Not to mention, you got the Royal Farms here, Popeyes right here, Chick-fil-A here, Wendy's here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it's fried chicken everywhere. We good. We don't need no more.
Ain't like, ain't no salads. Yeah. Nowhere. You got Panera here and there.
You go to Chick-fil-A and get an 800 calorie salad.
Yeah.
And then stop eating them salads too.
Send it to you, be like, hey, I ain't good.
Bro, I'll be like, well, hey, can I get the Cobb salad? No, you can't. You get the salad at home. You can't.
Because the people don't realize it's really the dressing that people messing it up for real.
The dressing, the cheese, the bacon,
the things that will make it taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with a lot of people, and this is where people get mad at me. About, because I just tell the truth, man. Think about if I own a Sweetgreen, if I own Whole Foods, you know, somewhere where you're seeing Bethesda or, you know, even around here in this area. If I own one of these and I'm looking for locations, why would I put one in PG County? We'd go out of business.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's not like if they put a Sweetgreen there, it's not like, I mean, we'll go there.
Yeah.
We'll leave the gym and go there, but most of the people ain't going there.
Gonna do that. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it don't even make sense for them to spend all the money, the construction, build it out, advertise, and then nobody's in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just put it in Virginia. I'm going to put it in Bethesda. And people get mad at me when I say that, but it's the absolute truth. And they want to say racism, racism, racism. And it is a hint of racism. But at the same time, business is green. It ain't black or white.
Yeah.
So
that's real. A lot of people say, because you know, if you notice, PG County doesn't have a Cheesecake Factory. I love Cheesecake Factory.
That's true too.
And they're saying that Cheesecake Factory won't come to PG County because they're racist. But I'm like, nah, PG County's not coming to Cheesecake Factory's not coming to PG County because PG County's gonna probably fuck it up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean,
let's be completely
we ghetto-fy everything we get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remember then, so now it's the hospital at the boulevard.
Oh, that place is crazy, bro.
Bruh.
That place is brand new. It's crazy.
Dog. And just to think, like, you see, the Redskins still play. I mean, the Commanders still play there. They about to be out of there, though. Yeah. So, but, I mean, like, why would we... Why are we going to put stuff there? And we do mess up a lot of things. We could talk about the black community if you want to. I mean,
that's controversial.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's real. Like,
another reason people don't like me, bro. I just be telling the truth.
And as much as I love PG County, it's just some things, it's not going to fit there.
Yeah, it's not, bro.
You could probably put a Cheesecake Factory at the National Harvard.
Yeah, you can put one at the National Harvard.
But that's it.
They actually got a lot of nice places
at the
National
Harvard. Yeah, that's it. Like... Bowie sounds cute, but
nah,
they
know,
trying to they
Bowie.
Trying to hood up Bowie a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
in Bowie, man.
So another controversial thing that I've been telling people don't agree with me with is about the whole metro system. So of course you know I live in Brandywine, mm-hmm. and they've been talking about putting metro down there, mm-hmm. like to the Waldorf area. And I said if they put metro down there, I'm probably gonna sell the house.
Dang.
And it was like, why? Because I was like, anywhere in PG County with a train station, that shit is hood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Think about the green line, the blue line, the orange line.
And it would be an extension from Branch Avenue.
It would be.
Absolutely not.
It would be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want that. That Branch
Avenue.
Not. Naylor Road, all that. Nah, you don't want that. And that's something in real estate people don't talk about. Like, y'all are real strategic with where y'all place stuff. You know what I mean? So, and a lot, sometimes it be, look, if it's going to be hood there, we not.
That's bro.
We not so that going
was part,
there.
It was very strategic. That's part of the reason why I moved to Brandywine. It was during COVID. I was like, I work from home. I'm from D.C. I don't need to be close to the city no more.
Mm-hmm.
Put me away from the general population.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to deal. I was living in Capitol Heights. Boom, 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 4th of July for a whole mm-hmm. week. Don't need to hear that no more. Yep. Don't hear that in Brandywine. It's nice and quiet. But I thought about stuff like that. And, like, once they... I mean, of course, they ain't no defined plan now. But it's been talking. It's going to probably happen.
Dang.
It's going to probably be, like, the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah, but still, though, you got to think about, you know, if you're going to stay there.
Man, now, that's I was tough, like, man. I moved down here to get away from people. Now they're bringing the people down here.
Man.
Yeah, so...
That's crazy. But yeah, now wherever the metro was, it's hood.
Because let's be real, the metro, putting that train station at Largo was the reason why the boulevard messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the reason.
Yeah, that was
nobody don't want to talk about that though.
Yeah, that was a Friday night move.
Yeah.
That's what
want to talk about. That's why the boulevard didn't even last but what, 5-10 years? The boulevard. Probably. This is how short span it was.
It was
my
short.
High school graduation was at the boulevard at the USA Arena.
Mm-hmm.
We was the last class to graduate from there.
Yeah, I remember.
They tore it down.
They blew that joint up.
Mm-hmm. I graduated 23 years ago. Ain't no boulevard no more.
Damn. That is short.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's real, man. And you know, just addressing the black community is one of them things, just like addressing obesity.
Yeah.
Nobody want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
The moment you speak out on it, you know.
They want more fingers.
They call me, you know, I hate my people. I'm a coon. It's like, no, actually, I love my people. Actually, I wake up at 3 a.m. to train black women every day.
Every day.
Actually. You know what I mean? So maybe I do care about my people, and maybe y'all just don't want to hear the truth. But it gets to a point where, and, you know, you see a lot of successful black people, they kind of just wash their hands of the black community. People like, oh, yeah, they supposed to give back. And it's like the whole time they've been trying to help.
Yeah.
But y'all was pushing them to the side the whole time. So now that they made it, it's like, why am I wasting my hard work, my hard-earned money, and put it back now?
So here's the funny thing about that. I always say everybody who says that, like, they don't help the black community. Well, what you doing?
Nothing.
And so, like,
in the shade room.
And, like, you know, I had to delete shade room and stuff like that.
I've been deleted that stuff.
But sometimes I go just a little read the comments. You get the comments is the most hilarious thing.
Bruh.
And so, for example, say something happened recently. Somebody was like, well, Beyonce didn't do X, Y, and Z. How you know?
Bruh.
Just because Beyonce don't say nothing.
Yeah.
She's silent. How you know she's not doing that? Do you know her?
That's true.
You got her phone number?
That's true.
So what you do?
Yeah. That's crazy, man. And my thing is, again, controversial.
Yeah.
I don't know why people feel so entitled to people's money.
Bruh.
And
because she worked for that money. He worked for that money.
Exactly.
You worked for your money.
Exactly. Y'all. And then my thing is this, dog. At this, in 2025, it's about to be 2026. We got so many examples of a successful black man, successful black women that started right where you at. They made it out.
Yeah. But
you
still
here. It's no excuses, bro. And then a lot of times, as black men and black women, we might get an extra hand sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. Right? It's a whole bunch of business grants for black women specifically. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen one business grant for black men. The moment they have one, let me know. I'm going to get on it. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's ways to level up. And it's certain things I can't subscribe to, you know?
Yeah, we can't do that whole pointing fingers and you ain't doing nothing about it.
Yeah, at least be in the mix doing something.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah.
And then the same, I mean, a lot of people are going to probably hate this, but we sitting in Washington, D.C. The mayor of Washington, D.C. gets so much backlash from the people in D.C. I could care less because I don't live in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But every time she does something on social media, we're like, well, why she ain't do this? Why she ain't do that? What you do, bro? You in D.C. and you do absolutely nothing, bro.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of people mad because D.C. gentrifying.
And it's a black woman in a power position.
Yeah.
But that's another story. Another story for another day.
Yeah, they was like, a lot of people don't like D.C. gentrifying. I'm like, what, you expect it to look dirty forever? Like, this shit look nice.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I hate driving out here now. But the joint, it look nice.
It do look nice.
It look nice. So what you expect there?
Yeah.
Well, she kicking everybody out of D.C. No, you kicking yourself out of D.C. because you ain't doing nothing about the situation that you in.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I can't remember the dude's name. It's a real estate dude. But he was basically saying, like, gentrification doesn't exist. Like, we could have bought the property.
Yeah.
We could have bought the block. But, you know, people want to spend money on bottles and strippers and, you know what I'm saying,
all types
of BS. And we didn't do it. So you can't get mad at the people that's doing it. You know, we are more than capable.
Yeah.
But, you know, just some of the things we glorify in the black community, it doesn't, you know, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
Right? It's not pushing us forward.
At all, man.
Including health and fitness.
Facts. Facts. And it probably has a lot to do with education, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't get into health and fitness until after.
A lot of people.
After high school.
Yeah.
High school ain't teach me nothing about it.
Yep.
I mean, you had to take the class, but I did whatever I had to do to pass it.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, if you're black and you don't have the exposure to fit people and stuff, you don't learn until you're an adult.
Yeah,
a lot of times, you done messed your body up so
bad.
You done destroyed it. By the time you learn, it's almost discouraging to, you know, stick with it.
Gotcha.
It messed a lot of people up, unfortunately, so... You know, that's why my people try to, you know, say, like, you know, my job ain't nothing. Personal trainers ain't this and that. Like, I change lives, bro.
For real. Personal training jobs has to be difficult because you got to deal with so many different personalities every day. Like, I sit in that gym and I see all those different personalities in that gym.
Yeah.
I couldn't be a trainer. And, like, I actually had a friend recently ask me if I could train them. I'm like, no, because I'm not training for one. I don't trust.
Do it.
I don't trust myself giving you training advice when I'm not licensed or certified to do that for two. And number three, like, our body types are different. So whatever worked for me is not going to necessarily work for you.
Yeah.
People don't understand that. People be like, hey, you in the gym every day. Let me know what you do. That's not how it works, though.
That ain't how it works at all.
Yeah.
But, again, that's that lack of knowledge, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, but just
or gotta, like they be like, so what you eating? I mean, it was for me. I can't tell you what to eat.
Yeah, you know, if people don't want to invest in a trainer, man, it's crazy to me how they'll complain about trainer prices, but you out Cabo, you out DR, you out Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? You got the money for these things when they pop up, but you don't want to invest in your health.
Facts.
Whole time, if you invested in a trainer, you would look better on that trip.
Facts.
You on the trip, every Instagram post, you like this, trying to hide your stomach.
You sucking that stomach again, bro.
All you had to do was invest in a trainer.
Goofy-ass activity.
3 months, you would have been cool. Or I've had women go on vacation and they don't post nothing. Like, you ain't post nothing. Nah, I didn't like the way I look. Like, bro, What the? Come on, bro. Like, it's wild.
So, like, what are your thoughts of people, like, going to YouTube, getting workouts off of that?
I mean, it's some great stuff on YouTube. Like, I think, you know, I think I post good stuff on YouTube, obviously. But a lot of people do things for the views.
Yeah.
You know, like, burn your belly fat with this ab workout. It's impossible. But that's going to get your attention. That's going to get you to click.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in the social media world and I've monetized my YouTube, the more clicks you get, the more you get paid. So if I could put a bomb thumbnail up there, that's probably Photoshopped, right? I could get the hook with the title to get you to click. I'd get 1 million views. Easy. Easy money. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's tough. You know, we got to put the real info out. And that's why I take pride in what I do.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Definitely appreciate you, brother.
Of course, man. That's a good episode, bro.
Yes, sir. How long do we have?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.